You're here with Wayne Foy and John Garland. There's going to be a slight change to this week's proceedings. We're going to take a look at the Canada Life Premier League from last week, JCK Division 2 and John's Combi Picks. Then we're going to do a preview of this weekend's Railway Cup semi-finals. First up in the Canada Life Premier League for last week, we had Russian versus Douglas Royals. You went for Russian and you got a 6-0 win, John.
Yeah, after watching them against St George's, I knew they had to bounce back. Douglas Royals are struggling, 6-0. Josh Kelly with a couple, Steve Riding and Ted Pepper from the back, the captain, made a 6. Comfortable win for them.
You also went for Old Boys to beat Corinthians and they got a good win, 6-0.
Yeah, I was talking to Nigel Moody after the 1-9-0 against Royals and they were on fire. Nigel scored a great hat-trick, but this week they came up against, well, one of the teams to win the championship, Old Boys. Gary Quirk got a couple, Craig Stewart got 2, Callum got 1 and Sean Gavin got 1. Great for the Railway semi-finals, that great win, 6-0.
There were a couple of postponements in last week's games due to the weather, and Michael versus Eyre was one of them, so we'll move straight on to Ramsey versus Peel. Peel were away, and they got a 10-3 win, which you said was going to happen.
Yeah, Peel are on fire. They're trying to catch St George's and Old Boys, and with one eye on the semi-final, they strolled us 10-3. Mark Kelly got a couple for them. Kieran Christian got 3, and Danny Lace, the captain, chipped in as well. 10-3, great win for Peel.
You also predicted that St Mary's would beat Castletown and they got a 3-0 comfortable win there even though they were away from home.
Yeah, that St Mary's had to bounce back. Langy said they had a half-decent side. Young Riley was back, so he scored. Mark Priestnell's back from his tour. But Castletown are struggling with tabs and leaving so quick. So 3-0 to St Mary's, great result.
And finally, as we all predicted, St George's versus Jim's. You said if they could keep it below 10, you'd be a happy man. And he did. It was 6-0. Still a good game.
Well, it was a great game. After half an hour, Jim's were right in this. They battled, the formation was great, St George's couldn't break them down, and it was 1-0 at half-time. Second half, Callum Morris came on fire, 3 goals within 3 minutes. Sam Kane got 2, and Kieran McNulty. Easy win in the end, 6-0.
We're going to move straight on now to JCK Division 2, and it's the second of our postponed games, Pullrose versus Douglas and District. So we'll move on, St John's versus Old Boys, and not a bad score really, 6-1, you would have expected St John's to score more.
Well, the first and second in the league, and with St John's being on fire and nearly every week hitting double figures, Stephen Glover bagged 3 and Andy Glover got 2, and captain Nick Hurt and manager chipped in with the other one. This team will do well in the Premiership, 6-1, well done.
Next game up was Colby versus Foxdale. You went for Colby. They got a 4-1 win.
Yeah, Colby hot and cold. They've had a great season so far. And I was talking to the manager, Ken, and he said if they finish third or above, it'll be a great season. But it was an easy result against Foxdale, 4-1.
It was also the same result in the next game, Onken versus Maloo, 4-1. And you went for Onken.
Yeah, Onken are chasing their promotion as well. They've got an outside chance. Young Rob Callow chipped in here. Ali Morris got 1. Young Taggy got 1 and Quayler got 1, so 4-1, great result for Onken.
Ronald's Way next, they went down 6-0 losers to Uni and Mills. We thought Ronald's Way were on their way back up a little bit, but that's a heavy defeat really.
Yeah, well they're playing what I think is the second best team in Division 2, Uni and Mills. They got beat off Ramsey Youth Centre 5-1, but they were unlucky, now they're bouncing back. 6-0 against Ronald's Way, great result, keeps them in the title chase.
And the last game in JCK Division 2 was Police versus Braddon, and that was postponed, so we'll go straight into your combi picks. First up was Eyre versus Michael, and it was a very, very close 1-0 win to Eyre.
The derby matches are normally very good. Tony Rea got this one, the goal, and that was the only goal that separated the two sides.
And the other game in a combi that you predicted was St Mary's versus Castletown, which was also postponed. OK, John, thanks for that. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. We're going to take a look at this year's Railway Cup semi-finals.